Mesechtes Makis, Dav Zayin, 5 lines to the top of Dav Zayin Mid Aleph at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, Mishinigma Dino Yibarach, if there was already a Gemar Din that Reuven is Chayim Misa, and he ran away from Bezdin, Ubalafne Oysa Bezdin, and then he came back in front of that same Bezdin, Ein Seisun as Dinoi, then they wouldn't retry his case, and as Rashi states, Ein Seisun Lachsev Lisev Litain, Uli Yizaka, as potentially he could find his chus for him. Clearly, there doesn't seem to be any Chiddush in this Din, however, Ayinim Ihu explains, that his Damein Achakain Shehuk, and then people recognized him in this area where he ran away to, and they brought him in front of that same Bezdin. And even if the location of the original Bezdin changed, and this Bezdin is now in this city, and even so, we would not retry his case. The Mishnah continues, that if after there was a Gemaradin, that Reuven is Chayim Misa, Reuven once again ran away, then Edom come to a different Bezdin, and they testify that we were there at Bezdin, when Bezdin paskin that Reuven is Chayim Misa, and there was a Gemaradin, and the following two people were the Edom that actually testified against Reuven, and the Rishonim in that they also state that the Edom said that Reuven killed Shimon on a specific date, and a specific spot, and this way, if there would be other Edom that know that the original Edom are Edom Zemim, they would still be able to come to this Bezdin and would be able to testify that the original Edom were Edom Zemim, and this way it's still possible to save Reuven, and in this case Reuven would be put to death in the second Bezdin. The Mishnah continues, Sanhedrin Nehagas Ba'aretz Uvechutz La'aretz, as long as Sanhedrin Gedolah was in the Lishus HaGazis, then the Bezdin Shel Chaf Gimel and the Sanhedrin Ketana can act both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and of course if they're acting in Chutz La'aretz, those Dayanim have to have Smicha, and they had to have Smicha from Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah continues, Sanhedrin Aregas Achel B'Shavua Nikras Chayvlanis, that if the Sanhedrin that kills someone once every 7 years, then that Bezdin is called a Bezdin Chayvlanis, and a Bezdin that destroys things, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah Omer, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah states, Echel L'Shivim Shana, that this applies if they kill someone once every 70 years, and the Gemara will explain the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Azayah a bit later. And Mishnah continues, Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ilo Yidin B'Sanhedrin Lo Nerag Adam Olam, that if we would have been part of the Sanhedrin, that at that time would have the ability to kill people, then no one would have been killed on our watch. And as the Gemara will explain, based on the questions that Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Kiva would have asked the Edom, then they would have made sure that the Edom would be seisa each other, and this way no one would be able to be killed. And the Mefarshim explained that even though they wouldn't have been able to be killed by Misa B'dei Adam, they wouldn't have killed them based on Abba Misa's Bezdin, but Rabbi the Din of Machlisa Eisel Kippa would have applied, and therefore those people would anyway have been put to death, but not directly through the Sanhedrin. And keep in mind, although we know Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Kiva lived prior to Churban Bayis Sheni, however Lemaisa they only lived at the end of Bayis Sheni, and even though they were members of the Sanhedrin, but Lemaisa at that time Dinam Misa Bezdin was already Batal, and the Sanhedrin already started going to Golos, and as we know the Sanhedrin went to 10 different Golios, and it moved from the Lishus HaGazis to the Chunos, etc., as we previously learned. However, the Mishnah ends off, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel responds, Af Heim Marben Shefri Don Yisrael, that if they wouldn't have Paskin that anyone is going to be Chayim Misa, and that would have caused that people would not have been scared of Sanhedrin, and that would cause an increase in murder in Klai Yisrael. And as we previously explained, that although Rabbi Tafron Rabbi Kiva would not actually give Misa B'dei Adam, but the Maestri would be Machlis Nesli Kippa, that would deter people from killing others, and therefore would not increase murderers in Klai Yisrael. And Ayin Rambam Pirish Mishnayis, who points out that even though our Mishnah stated Sanhedrin Aregas Echel B'Shavua Nikris Chavlanis, Roish Iskavna Sanhedrin Alkach, Alidei Sheisashvu B'din Ve'yamtinu, and surely Bezin should be Mesunim Bedin and try to make sure that no one is killed improperly. However, he continues, Vim Le'yachlu V'niskayma Edis Al Mishe Eschai Misa Harelo Hergen, then certainly they have to kill that person. V'afilu Elof Ish Yoyim Achayoyim Im Irakein V'hutzuchu Kach Al Piyadin, then certainly they have a responsibility to kill those people, and it's a mitzvah deraisa to judge people, and if so is Chai Misa B'dei Adam, then certainly it's a responsibility of Bezin to perform Misa B'dei Adam. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated, Af Heim Mar B'Shev Chidon B'Yisrael, so the Meiri points out, Klema Shechemeshe Mitzvah L'Shtadol Batzol Sanoki, Kach Mitzvah L'Shtadol Barigas HaMechuyiv, Ulevah HaRav V'chein HaLocha. And our Gemara now begins and brings a diak from the first case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Mishnigma Dinoi Barach U'Bolofnei Oise Bezdin In Seisin Is Dinoi. Our Gemara is now Medayek Lefnei Oise Bezdin Hu De In Seisin Holofnei Bezdin Acha Seisin. That's Mashmah, the only reason why you're not Seisin Zadin is in a case where Reuven ran away from Bezdin A, and they brought him back in front of Beis Din A. However, it's mashma that if Reuven ran away from Beis Din A and he now comes in front of Beis Din B, then they would be Seisas Dinai and they would start over his Din Torah in order to find a schus for him. The Gemara is Hatani Sefer Kol Mokum Shiyam Dushnayim V'Yomim Eidon Anos Bishpoyin Yishinim Medidon Beis Din Pleini Uplini Pleini Edov Harizen Nereg. And we see that even if there are Edim that go to second Beis Din and they testify that we know that Reuven was already Chay Misa in Beis Din A, the Beis Din would not retry the case and the second Beis Din could put Reuven to death. And we see that even if they come in front of a second Beis Din, that in Seisin is Dinai, the Gemara answers on Abaya. Abaya explains like Kasha, Kam Be'er Tisrael, Kam Be'chutz La'aretz, that depends if they came in front of a new Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael or if they came in front of a new Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz. And the first case of our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven came back to a Beis Din that was in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore if he came to the same Beis Din, then in Seisin is Dinai. However, if he went to another Beis Din, then we would be Seisin is Dinai. And the second din of our Mishnah is referring to a case where Reuven came back to a Beis Din that was in Chutz La'aretz, and that case, even if he went to another Beis Din, they would not be Seisin is Dinai. And Abaye continues and brings a Braisa, the Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dustoya Imam, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, Baruch Me'eretz L'Chutz La'aretz, in Seisin is Dinai. If someone runs away from a Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael and he goes to a Beis Din in Chutz La'aretz, even though it's a brand new Beis Din, they would not be Seisin is Dinai. However, M'Chutz La'aretz L'aretz, if Reuven runs away from Chutz La'aretz and now he comes in front of a new Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and Seisin's Din, I've been placed Chusish Eretz Yisrael, then we would be Seisin's Din, and we would have to retry Reuven because there potentially could be a new Schus based on the fact he's now in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a Schus of Eretz Yisrael that may be Megan. And Rashi states, Ulay Toil Limsele Pesach Shel Schus, and keep in mind that Lefi Zeh and Lefi de Meiri that we already mentioned, then the Chiddush of the Reisha is that even if Reuven was originally tried in Chutz La'aretz, and then that same Beis Din moves to Eretz Yisrael, and he now comes in front of that Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, he still would not be retried. And since he's coming to the original Beis Din, then we wouldn't say that potentially there would be a new schus that they could find based on the schus of Eretz Yisrael. And certainly in a case where the original Beis Din was in Eretz Yisrael and the new Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, then certainly ain seisin es dinai. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Sanhedrin nehagas ba'aretz uvichutz la'aretz. The Gemara asks, minani mili, what is the makar that we would set up bati dinim on chutz la'aretz that would try dinim nefashais? The Gemara brings a braisa, Tana Rabbanan, as we learned that the pasuk in Pashas Masai, when speaking about din ritzicha, states v'hayu elu lachem l'chukas mishpal ederisechem b'chol moishveisechem, and therefore we see that all these dinim apply all places that Klal Yisrael lives, and even in Chutz La'aretz. And as the Gemara states, l'manlu sanhedrin shenayagun ba'aretz v'chutz La'aretz, and the Gemara continues, imkein matam alema b'sharecha, and if so, why is the pasuk in Pashas Shoftim state Shoftim v'Shoftim titan l'cha b'chol sharecha asher Hashem l'kecha neisel l'chol shvatecha v'shoftu sa'am mishpat tzedek, and it's mashma that the dinim of Sanhedrin only applies to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Eliz Maisa, there is a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, as b'sharecha atu Moshe b'atu dinim b'chol pelech u'pelech u'v'chol ir v'ir, however v'chutz La'aretz atu Moshe b'chol pelech u'pelech v'atu Moshe b'chol ir v'ir. Although in Eretz Yisrael there's a requirement to set up b'atu dinim in all areas in Eretz Yisrael, not only in every province but in every city as well. However, in Chutz La'aretz there's only a requirement to set up b'atu dinim in every province, but there was not a requirement to set up b'atu dinim in every single city. And Ayin Demiri, who's Gerius, al b'chutz La'aretz yatim Moshe b'chol pelech u'pelech u'v'chol ir v'ir. Although we learn from the pasuk of Ahoyu Eilu Lachem al Chukas Mishpalu Derisechem b'chol Meshveisechem that one can paskin dinim nefashos in Chutz La'aretz. However, the pasuk of Shoftim v'Shoftim titan l'cha b'chol sharecha teaches us that the only chiyuv and obligation of setting up b'atu dinim is only in Eretz Yisrael, and is never a chiyuv to set up b'atu dinim in Chutz La'aretz. And the Gemara continues and quotes the Machlekes in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezben Azayah, as the Tanakama stated, Sanhedrin Aregas Echa B'Shavua Nikras Chavlanis, and Rabbi Lezben Azayah Ima Echa L'Shivim Shana, and the Gemara Yasi Bailu Achas L'Shivim Shana Nikras Chavlanis. Does Rabbi Lezben Azayah mean that if a Sanhedrin kills someone once every 70 years, then that Sanhedrin is still called a Bezin of Chavlanis? Dilma Erech Arahi, always Rabbi Lezben Azayah telling us that if a Sanhedrin kills someone once every 70 years, that is fine and that is normal, and the only time they're called a Bezin Chavlanis is if they kill someone more often than once every 70 years. And the Gemara is not pushing the Shagla and ends off Teku Tishbi Yitaretz Kushyus V'Abayis. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Rav Tafra Rav Akiva Imim Ilu Yidu B'Sanhedrin Loi Nereg Adama Ilam. The Gemara is Hechav Av Avdi, that what would Rav Tafra Rav Akiva have done in order to make sure that no one would be killed in their Sanhedrin? And Rav Yechon Rav Blaza Dami Tavayu Reisim Trefa Harig Shalom Harig. Arig, when Edom came to Bezdin and they would testify that Reuven killed Shimon, so Bezdin would ask the Edom that did you check if Shimon was a Sholem, therefore Reuven would be Chai Misa as he killed a Bar Koyama, or did you not check? And if so, it's possible that Shimon was a Trefa and potentially Reuven killed someone that's not a Bar Koyama, therefore Reuven would not be Chai Misa. And Amar Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi goes a step further and he states, Imtim Salim Sholem Havei, and Bezdin would say to the Edom that even if you're going to tell me that you knew that Shimon was a Sholem and he was Bar Koyama, Dilma B'makam Saif Nekev Hava, but it's possible that when Reuven actually stabbed Shimon, then he actually stabbed him and he pierced him in the same place where he had a hole in his internal organs, and really Shimon was a Trefa, and therefore Reuven would not be Chayim Misa. And this way, Reb Taf and Reb Akiva would be able to save anyone that was accused of murder. And as Rashi states, Imtim Salim Sholem Harig, Sheyom Bat Kanu La'ach Misasa Mikol Shemoyna Esrei Trefas, that the Edom testified that we actually did an autopsy, we checked his internal organs, and we confirmed they didn't have any one of the 18 different items that would cause a person to become a Trefa. And Ritvah points out that how could Rashi say it, that the Edom would say that we actually checked him and we did some sort of autopsy, if Lemaise said that would be also to do based on the pasuk of Ahav L'Reicha Kamecha, as that would be Bezoyin Ameis. Therefore, Ritvah explains, or if Ashi states, Imtim Salim Shalom Havei, it just means that the Edom say that we looked at the outside of his body and we didn't notice anything abnormal. Even so, Bezdin would ask the Edom, Dilba Makam Saif Nekev Hava, Ayin Sham. Ayin in the second Tesis on the Amid, Diba Masal, Dilba Makam Saif Nekev Hava, where Tesis is bothered, Kashra Rabbein Tam, that mean in Perakam the Chulin, Umapik Le Mikra, the Loi Chashinu Laha, does Lim Basaruba, that would never chayish that maybe a person is a Trefa, as certainly we go Basarayv, Loi people are not Trefais, and Ayin Tesis, who brings from Rabbein Tam, as to how to explain our Gemara, based on other questions that Tesis has on Rabbein Tam's Pshat, Tesis ends off with another way to understand our Gemara, Ayin Sham. Our Gemara now continues, Beboil Sa'erva Hechi Av Avdi, if Reuven would have been accused of being Mizana, and therefore be Chayim Misa, what questions would Reb Taf and Reb Akiva ask to aid him in order to save Reuven? The Gemara explains, Abayev Rava da Amu Tavayu, Re'isim Kim Kachel B'Shvei Peres, the Bezin of Reb Taf and Reb Akiva would ask to aid him, did they see the Maisa's nose in a similar way that someone dips a brush into a tube of makeup in order to apply makeup? Rashi states, Ve'id Eidim Mistaklum Mekach, and generally Eidim cannot see the Maisa in such a clear way. Rashi explains, Shvei Peres, Kanachol Shenoisim Be'kachol L'chol Yinayim, Michal Hu Kisim Dak, Shabay Niklin at 7, Mitecha Kana, and Michal is the applicator which one dips into the makeup in order to apply eyeshadow to a woman's eyes. Gemara continues, Rabbanon, Hechi Dainu, that Lemaisa, how would Rabbanon judge a person that was accused of being Mizana? And the Gemara explains, Kishmuel, that they would be able to be Mechayiv someone based on the din of Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Ben Men Afim, Mishayiru, Mekimen Afim, that certainly when someone testifies that Reuven was Mizana, they don't have to say that we actually saw the complete Maisa, and all they have to say is that we saw him acting in the Derech HaMenofim, and as Rashi states, that the acting in the Inyan Niyav, Shesheichvim B'kir Basav V'nehagim K'derech Tashmish, and that would be a good enough testimony. And Ayin Taisis, Diva Maskel, Kim Mechal B'Sheferes, Tema Oivet Avizor, Mechal Shabbos, Mayik Lameima, Dehosel Lame Metzil Mitzrei, Vahechi Kama Loya Adam Nereg Ma'ilam, and Lachiru, these cases would not be applicable in all cases of Chiyu Mises Bezdin, and for example, B'negei Avizor, and by someone that's Mechal Shabbos, we would not be able to have these Purim. How could Reb Taf and Reb Akiva have stated, Ilu Yinu B'Sanhedrin, Loi Nereg Adam Ma'ilam, and Taisa states, V'yish Leiman, Mekom Mokom Kom Shaper, Loya Adam Nereg, Meshum Tle Shchichi Kulai, Ki Imber Ritzeh for Rayas, and certainly the main judgments were for Ritzicha and for Rayas. Wasn't usual that someone would be killed for being Mechal Shabbos or for being Oivet Avid Zara, V'yish Leiman, the Ikel Meima, Re'isim, Shemechal, Inu Trefa, Demu Trefa, Im Kain, In Taziman, Loya Yuchai, Ovin Misa, Shum De Matzal Meima, Gavar Katila, Be'inu Lemikdal, V'havle Eda, Shiyat Yachlazima, and therefore even in these cases, Rab Taf and Rab Akiva would have a way to battle the Edas. This way, they could save the accused in those cases as well. Ayin Shom, Hadn Loch Ketze Edim, Hadn Loch Ketze Edim, Hadn Loch Ketze Edim, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. As we know, the first Mishnah and the first parak started Ketze Edim Nasun Zaymun, and the second case of the Mishnah was Mi Edin Anu Bishplein Yishu Chayiv Liglais Ein Oymim Yigalu Zetachtav El Leika Abayim. Since the Mishnah spoke about the din of Golas, so therefore our parak starts Elohina Goylin, that these are those that Chayiv Golas, and some are Gers Ve'Elohina Goylin, and we'll actually go back on the first Mishnah, and it would teach us that even though in the first Mishnah we stated that Edom Zayim would not go to Golas, however these people would go to Golas, and as our Mishnah continues, Harig Nefesh Bishkaga, that if Reuven kills Shimon B'Shoyeg, then Reuven would go to Golas. galus. However, the Mishnah now explains that not in all cases would Reuven go to galus, as we will see in the Gemara that the pasuk states v'yapel lo v'yamais, and therefore the only way that Reuven is chayev galus is only if he kills Shimon while doing an action that derech yirida, and while he's doing something in a downward motion. However, if he's doing something in an upward motion, then he would not be chayev galus. And the Mishnah now brings three examples where Reuven will be chayev to go to galus, and it brings three examples where Reuven will be potter from galus. And as the Mishnah continues, hoy ma'agel b'magegla v'nafla v'ragasai, hoy mishashu b'chavis v'nafla v'garsai, hoy yer b'sulam v'nafla v'hagai, harei zegegla. As Rashi and Tesis both explained, that in those days they would have flat roofs, and they didn't have roofs that would be on an angle in order to make sure that the water would not stay on the rooftop, so the rooftop wasn't completely flat. They would actually make sure that they would pitch the rooftop a bit towards the edges of the rooftop, and in order to make sure that the rooftop was generally flat, they would take a roller and they would roll it on top of the tar, and they would do this by using a flat piece of wood that had a handle that was attached to it. And as Tysus explains, that they would do this by using some sort of a stone that was rounded and was similar to a rolling pin. As the first Rashi in the Perek states, and they would push this roller towards the slope of the roof, and they would then pull the roller towards themselves, and that would soften and smooth out the tar that was on the rooftop. The word ma'agal refers to when they were pushing the roller, and it was karo meishach, and the word meishach refers to when they were pulling the roller towards them. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that if Reuven is using this roller, and while he's pushing it towards the edge of the roof, he loses control, and the roller now falls from his hands, and it falls onto Shimon, and it kills Shimon, then Reuven will be chayav galus, as this is derech yirida, as the mice is going towards the slope of the roof, and going in a downward motion. Similarly, the Mishnah continues with the second case, that if Reuven is lowering a barrel of wine, and he loses control of the barrel, and the barrel falls onto Shimon, then Reuven will be chayav to go to galus. And number three, if Reuven is going down a ladder, Reuven slips and he falls onto Shimon and he kills Shimon, then Reuven would be chayav galus, as in all these cases the hezek that Reuven caused to Shimon was b'derech yirida and b'shegeg, and therefore Reuven is chayav to go to galus. However, the Mishnah now continues and brings three similar cases where Reuven would not be chayav to go to galus, as avolim hayu meishuk b'magelu v'nafla v'hargasai, hayu doylu b'chavis v'nusak achavol v'nafla v'hargasai, and we continue on Dav Zayin Amabez, hayu oylu b'sulam v'nafla v'hargai, harei ze'ena goyla. Then in the first case where Reuven is pulling the roller towards him and it's going in an upward motion as it's going on the incline on the roof, and then he loses control of the roller and the roller falls onto Shimon and kills Shimon, then Reuven would not be chayav galus, as this is derech aliyah, not derech yirida. And the next case is where Reuven is lifting a barrel and raising a barrel upwards, and the rope that he's using in order to accomplish this snaps, and the barrel now falls on top of Shimon and kills Shimon, then Reuven would not be chayav to go to galus, as once again it's derech aliyah, not derech yirida. And similarly, if Reuven is walking up a ladder and Reuven slips and he falls onto Shimon, then Reuven would not be chayav galus, as once again it's derech aliyah and not derech yirida. And as the Mishnah continues, that klal kol shebederech yirida say goyla, v'shelo bederech yirida say ena goyla. And the Gemara will explain what this klal is coming to include. In the second tesis in the perek, which is the second from the bottom tesis on the amid, the tesis points out when the Mishnah mentioned the second case of mishashu b'chavis, it doesn't mention anything about the rope breaking. And meanwhile, in the second case of the Sefer the Mishnah, where it talks about a doyle b'chavis, so the Mishnah mentions the rope and it states v'nifsak achavel. Tesis therefore asks, sas kasha amay lekama v'nifsak achavel v'nafalav k'detani b'sefa. And Tesis explains v'nira loyma d'nafla d'resha shenishma miyadoi. Then the resha, we're talking about a case where the barrel slipped from his hands, v'lekach l'ratz loyma nifsak, and we didn't want to speak about a case of nifsak. Dim king le'asin k'rebi da'om l'kama nifsak eina goyla. As we will see, there's machlekes on the Tesom Abayz, what the doom would be in a case where it would be Nifsak, and Rebbe would hold that he would not go to Golas. Now Mishnah wanted to even be able to go according to the Shita of Rebbe, Ayin and Tesis. And Tesis continues in the bottom of Tesis Amid, Hayyur Bisulam, Yesh Aimim Tana Lezu Asuk Tani, that the reason why our Mishnah brought three cases in order to teach us increasing Chidushim, as Lezu Ma'agal, the Vadi Yesh Lachai Vigolas, the Lamalay Nizar, that certainly in the first case of the Mishnah, where Reuven was using a roller, that certainly was no reason why he had to be very careful, as there is no major downside if he loses control of the roller, and since he should have been more careful, therefore he is going to be chayav galus. Therefore, the Mishnah brings a second case. is el af mishal shel chavis the shap mizo shel yishab chavitai im nafal v'har chayiv. Even in the case where Reuven was lowering his barrel, that certainly in that case Reuven wants to be careful, as certainly he doesn't want his barrel to drop, as he knows that if he drops the barrel, then the barrel would break. That would cause him a major loss, and therefore he must have been careful. And maybe we would say this karav lo'ines, and therefore he would not be chayiv to go to galus. And kamash one that even in this case he's chayiv to go to galus. The Mishnah then continues with the third case. Even in the case where Reuven is going down a ladder, and certainly in that case Reuven is being much more careful, as he knows that if he would fall, that he himself would be injured. So maybe in that case it would be karav lo'ines and it would be potter. Kamash blon that even in that case, if Reuven falls and he kills Shimon, that Reuven would be chayiv to go to galus, as this would also be categorized as a shaygeg. And our Gemara begins menani mili, that was mekar, that the only way they're going to be chayiv galus is only derech yirida, not derech aliyah. And Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel explains the Amar Kra, as the Paskin Pashas Masai in the Pasha of Galus states, Oyu b'chol even asher yomus ba b'loy ra'oyis v'yapal lo v'yomais v'huloy oyiv loy v'loy mevakish ra'asai. And since the Pasuk states v'yapal lo v'yomais, so we learn out asher yipal derech nefila, that the only way that one is chayiv to go to Galus is only if he kills someone derech nefila and derech yirida. And although this seems to be exeris hakosev and it's not based on svara, however Ayin Rambam in Parag Vav of Hilchos Ritzeach Hashmiris HaNefesh and Halach Yud Beis, who states, Misha Hayadaylus HaChavis La'alois L'gag V'nifsak HaChevel V'nafla HaChaver V'argosoy Aisha Hayadaylus B'stulim V'nafla HaChaver V'hogoy Potom HaGolos Shezek K'may Onesu She'in Zedava Karav Lira'is B'roi V'itim El K'may Pelu, as this is not the standard case, as the Maisi is pulling it towards him, gravity is not pulling away from him. Avon Mishalshos HaChavis V'nafla HaChaver V'argosoy, then those cases you'll be goyla Shenema V'yapalo V'yamais Ach Yipal Derech Nefila Shrei Derech Nefila Matzu B'roi V'itim L'hazik V'dover Karav Lira'is Shere Teva Kaved Leir Lamata B'mhira B'hoyo V'lezir'is Atzmai V'tikim Maisiv Yofo B'shas Yerida Yigola. Therefore is chayiv to go to Golus. Our Gemara will now continue and bring a couple of braises which will discuss various psukim that refer to the dinim of Golus, and we will discuss psukim in Pashas Masai as well as in Pashas Shaftim, as the pasuk in Pashas Masai states V'krisim L'chem Arim Arim Mikla Tiyana L'chem V'nosham Ritzeach Makin Nefesh Bishkaga. And similarly the pasuk in Pashas Masai in Pasuk Tesvav states, L'bnei Yisrael v'l'ger v'l'teish b'seichem t'yena sheisha arme ilu l'miklot lo neshama kol makin nefesh b'shkaga. And the Pasuk in Pasha Shaitim states, V'zed v'aru yitzeach ashiyo neshama v'choy ashiyakas re'eu b'v'lidas v'hu le'sein le'y mitmer shilshom. And the first Brisa states, Tan Rabbanon b'shkaga prat l'mezid. And when the Pasuk in Pashas Masai states b'shkaga, so we learn now prat l'mezid, that someone that kills someone b'mezid will not be chayiv to go to Golus. And when the Pasuk in Pasha Shaitim states b'v'lidas, so Pratlam is Skavin, this excludes someone that had a kavana to kill someone, that they would not be chayiv to go to Golus. And the Gemara first focuses on the first pshita of the Braisa, that we stated Bishkoga Pratlam Mezid, and the Gemara asks Mezid Pshita Baktalu, that certainly if Reuven kills Shimon Mezid, then certainly Reuven will not be chayiv Golus, as Reuven is Baktala and he's chayiv Misa, and Ravo, Samagiris, Rabba, Imo Pratlam Mimuta, that in the Chanami, when the Braisa states Bishkoga Pratlam Mezid, is not referring to someone that was a Mezid, and it was Edim and it was Asra, as certainly that person would be Chayim Misa, and the Brice is referring to someone that was a Mezid, and he was Oyim and Mutter, and although he intended to kill Shimon, well, the Maisi he thought that it was Mutter to kill someone, and there was no Issa to kill this person, one may think that he'd be Chayim to go to Golus, and therefore the Torah teaches us that the only time there's a din of Golus is only if someone kills someone B'shegeg, but this is a case of Mezid, and therefore the din of Golus would not apply. In this case, even though Reuven would not be Chayim Misa, the Goyal Adam could kill Reuven, and Reuven would not be able to protect himself by running and escaping to an air miklot. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abayas, Abayas responded to Rava or to his Rebbe Rabba, I Oimim Mutter Onesu, that if you're telling me it's a case where Reuven thought that it was Mutter to kill another Yisrael, then L'chur, it is a case of Oines and not a case of Mezid. And why would the Brice state, Bishkoga Prat Mezid? And Amalei and Rabbi responded, Shani Oimim, Ha'imim Mutter Karv Mezidu, that if someone thinks that it's Mutter to kill someone, that is so far-fetched, that's considered Karv Mezid. Therefore, this case fits into the Braisa of Bishkaga Prat Lemezid. And the Gemara continues that the second part of the Braisa stated that when the Pasuk and Shaitim states Bibli Das Prat Lemezkavin, once again the Gemara asks Miskavim Pshita Baktalu, that if Reuven had Kavana to kill Shimon, then certainly he's not going to be Chayiv Golus, as certainly it's Chayiv Misa, as he killed Shimon B'mezid. And the Gemara answers Amar Rabba Prat Lemezkavin L'Aragas Avheim V'Haragas Adam L'Kuti V'Haragas Yisrael L'Nefel V'Harag Ben Kayan. Yama, that in the Chanami, the Bryce is not talking about a case where Reuven had Kavana to kill Shimon, but the Bryce is referring to cases where either Reuven had intent to kill a behema, and he thought that he was about to kill an animal, and Lemaisa he killed Shimon, or in a case where Reuven had Kavana to kill a Kuti, where he'd be potter from Misa, and instead he killed the Yisrael, or in a case where Reuven's intent was to kill a Nephil, and instead he killed a Bakayama, and since we know that in all those cases, Reuven would not be Chayim Misa, so one may think that it would be Chayiv go to Golis, Kamash Blon, that the Pasuk teaches us that the din of Golis does not apply in these cases. And I in the top Taisis, Dibu Maschel Pshito Baktalu, where Taisis is Tema, Ema Bemeze Vlei Hisubai, that why couldn't the Gemara explain that we're talking about a case where Reuven killed Shimon Bemezid, and there was no Asra, and the Brises Mechadish to us that Reuven would not be Chayiv Golis, and Taisis brings two Terutzim, number one, Vyesh Lema, the Hanam Nafgalam, Mimbli Das, the Ika, Mimbli Das Yisera, that the Pasuk states the word Mimbli Das twice, and we learned it out from the word Mimbli Das, or Yesh Lema, the Hanami Pshito, that this would also be Pasha that Reuven would not go to Golis, the Alkocha Krah Bloy Miskavenari, Midachsiv, Hule Soine, and therefore we wouldn't need the Limud of Beshoigig, Pratlin Mazid, in order to teach us that Reuven is not Chayiv to go to Golis in a case where he killed someone Bemazid, and he was not Chayiv Misa because he didn't receive Hasra. And I in the next Taisis, Diba Maschel El Pratlo Imamuta, and Taisis bothered, how could Rabbi explain that the Brice is teaching us that the word Bishkaga is Pratlo Imamuta if we know that Mesech the Shabbos, the Gemara teaches us that Tinek Shinishba Lebein Anachim is still Chayiv to bring a carbon if he's Oiva on Chayla B'Shegeg or if he's Oiva on Issa Shabbos B'Shegeg, and even though in both cases the Torah used the Lashon Shkaga and we are still not Memayit, the case of Oimimuta and the case of Tinek Shinishba Lebein Anachim, Taisis answers that in a Chanami, our Brice is not learning from the fact that it says the word Shkaga once, but it's learning based on the fact that the Psukim used the word Shkaga twice, as we pointed out, once in Pasuk Yud Aleph and once in Pasuk Tesvav, because the Torah used the extra Lashon of Shkaga, so therefore we learn out Prat Lo Imamuta, and the Gemara will now continue and dash in Psukim and Pashas Masai, as well as in Pashas Shaitim, as well as in Pashas Mishpatim, as the Pasuk in Pashas Masai states, Vim Bepesa Bolei Iva Hadafai, O Hishlich Lov Kol Kli Bolei Tzdiya, and the Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim states, Vashe Loi Tzadav, Ale Kim Ino Liyadai, Vesamti Lechamakam Ashi Anashama. Finally, the Pasuk in Pashas Shaitim states, Vashe Yove Yisrael Baya Lachtev Eitzim, Venitcha Yadav Begazin, Lichris Eitz, Venashla Abazel Man Eitz, Umotzes Re'eo Vameis, Hu Yonas Al Achas Arma Eilo Vachai. And our Gemara now begins, Tanar Abonim, we learn to the Braisa, in Bepesa, Prat Lekarin Zavis, and as Rashi explains, Shalosh and Pesa, who besamuch, that the only time that one is Chayiv Golis is if it happens close by. However, the Chayiv Golis does not apply in the case of a Karin Zavis, and as Rashi explains, Im Hayezeh Yoytzim Mavu Zeh, Vinichs Lezeh, that if Reuven is walking out of one Mavoi and he's going into Mavoi B, Lefanis Le Minol Le Smol, Vesakin Biyodai, and Reuven is holding a knife in his hand, Vizeh Bok Kenegde Bekarin Zavis, Velera Over Hargoi, and the Mefarshim explained that Rashi holds that in this case is considered Karv Loines, and therefore he's part of him Golis. However, I and the other Rishonim that explain that the case of the Braisa is a scenario where it's considered Karv Lemezid, and that's why Reuven is part of him Golis, is when Reuven is walking and holding a knife and he's turning a corner, then certainly he should have realized that there may be someone around the corner, and therefore he's considered Karv Lemezid, and he's part of him Golis. And certainly it is a major nafkamina between the two ways to understand our Gemara, as if the din of Karin Zavis is based on Karv Lemezid, then Lemaisa the Goyal Adam has a right to kill Reuven. Reuven doesn't have an ability to save himself by running to an Eir Miklat. However, according to Rashi, that he's Karv Loinis, then the Goyal Adam would not have a right to kill Reuven, Ayin and Mefarshim. And the Braisa continues, Beloy Eva, that Reuven is Chayev to Golis if he killed Shimon without Eva, Pratlis Soine, and this comes to exclude that if Reuven is an enemy of Shimon, then if Reuven kills Shimon, then even if it looks like a Shayeg, that Reuven would not be able to go to Golis. Lemaisa, we would be Choshish that Reuven killed Shimon on purpose, and in regard to this din, the definition of a Soine is if Reuven didn't speak to Shimon for 3 days based on Eva, and the Pasuk states, Hadafoi, Shadafoi, Begufoi, that Reuven would be Chayev Misa if he pushes Shimon using his body. As Rashi explains, B'lei Miskavin, that certainly this was not done intentionally, as otherwise he would be considered a Mazid, and he would not be Chayev Golis. And the Mefarshim explained that the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even though when he pushes him, this is not Derech Yerida, but since it's not Derech Aliyah, then the Chayev of Golis still applies. The Braisa continues that the Pasuk states, Ahishlech Lov Kol Kli, Lahavi Yeridu Shu Tzarech Aliyah, that the Pasuk is telling us, even in a case where Reuven does an action where it's a downward motion, but he's doing it in order to go upwards, then we still look at it as if Reuven killed Shimon, B'derech Yerida, and therefore Reuven is Chayev to go to Golis. As Rashi explains, Kegoyin Haretz Laharim Yodai B'Koyach V'Gazim Yodai, and for example, if someone wants to lift up his hand with strength, and he's holding holding an axe in his hand, in order to gain strength, that a person would bend down with the axe and then lift up the axe above his head. If while bending down he kills someone, finally, the end of Pasuk in Pashas Masay states, this teaches us that the only way that Reuven is chayav to go to Golis, only if his intent was to go to a specific side. However, if Reuven's original intent was to go towards his right, instead he threw this item towards his left, then he would not be chayav Golis. And as Rashi states, and the Braisa now continues to discuss the Pasuk in Pashas Mishpatim, and the Pasuk starts, that this comes to exclude a case where Reuven had kavana to throw something for two amos, and instead it went four amos. And Rashi states, and he didn't know that there was a person there. And I am unfortunate that discussed that what is Rashi's chiddush by teaching us that the same thing would apply if Reuven's kavana was to throw something for four amos, and meanwhile it flew eight amos, and because this seems to be a bit schwer, so the Agoyis from Bitzal Ranchberg on the side of Gemara is Goyis, V'chein Lizuk Arba, V'zorik Shtayim, V'chein Hubisanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin Rabbeis, B'loshan Atesis, Divatskul Stam, Ayin Shom. Finally, the Braisa dashed in the Pasuk and Pasha Shtaiftim that states, V'ashe Yovi Yisrael Bayar, and the Gemara explains that the reason why the Torah gives an example of a forest, Mayar, V'shusel Nizukul Mazak Likonis Husham, Avkol, V'shusel Nizukul Mazak Likonis Husham, that the only time that the Chiyav Golos applies is only if the Mazak and the Nizik both had a right to be in that area. And for example, Reuven and Shimon are in a forest, and Reuven kills Shimon, then Reuven will be chayav to go to Golis. However, if Reuven is in his own Rishus, and Shimon trespasses, and Reuven kills Shimon b'shoigeg, then Reuven will not be chayav to go to Golis. And as Rashi states, Yotze Chotze Shel Balabayis, our Gemara now continues, Boyim Minei Rabro Merabi Echron, Ravo asked the following Shaila for Rabi Echron, Hoya Oile B'sulam V'nishmeh Shlima V'tachta V'nafla V'harga Mahu, that if Reuven is walking up a Sulam, instead of Reuven falling on Shimon, which would definitely be Derech Aliyah, and Reuven would be Patar, the rung of the ladder broke, and it now falls on Shimon, and it kills Shimon, so would Reuven be Chayav Golos or not? And Ravo explains, Ki Hagabna Aliyah hi, or you read the hi, do we see that Lemaisa Reuven is walking up a ladder, and therefore it's considered Derech Aliyah, and therefore Reuven would be Patar from Golos? Or do we say that Lemaisa, the reason why the rung fell, is because of the pressure that Reuven was placing onto the rung, and that was Derech Yerida, and therefore Reuven would be Chayav to go to Golos? And the Gemara tells us, Amalek, Fanagata, Biuridishi Tzarech Aliyah, the Rabbi responds to Ravo, that your Shaila is similar to the din of the Braisa that taught us that in the case of Biuridishi Tzarech Aliyah, that one would be Chayav to go to Golos, and therefore in this case, Reuven would be Chayav to go to Golos, as would be considered Derech Yerida. However, the Gemara continues, Esfe, Ravo asked the following question to Rabbi Echron from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Zaklal, Kosha Bedech Ridasa Gaila, Shalay Bedech Ridasa Eina Gaila, when the Mishnah stated, Shalay Bedech Ridasa Eina Gaila, Lasui Mai, what is that coming to include? Ravo teaches us, Lav, Lasui Kai Gavno, that Lachur is coming to teach us that in the case where the Shliva falls out, that Reuven should not be Chayav Golos, this is not a case of pure Derech Yerida. However, Rabbi Yechon responds to Ravo that you can't bring a Raya from a Mishnah, as Vilna Tamech, as even according to Yisfara, that these words in the Mishnah are extra. Then when the Mishnah first stated, Zaklal, Kosha Bederech Yerida, that you do go to Golos, Lasui Mai, what is that coming to include that's relevant to a case of a rung of a ladder? And since it would be impossible to explain both Klal and the Mishnah that are relevant to the case of a Shliva, so it must be that the Klal and the Mishnah are coming to include other cases. And as Rabbi Yechon continues, El Lasui Katzev, Hachinami Lasui Katzev, that it must be that when the Mishnah stated Zaklal, Kol Shabidech Ridasi Kaila, that's referring to a case of a butcher. And similarly, when the Mishnah states a Klal, Shalei Bidech Ridasi Ina Gaila, that must be referring to a case of a butcher as well. And as Rabbi Yechon continues to explain, as the Tanya, as the Gemara will now bring four different braises that speak about a case where Reuven, who is a butcher, is using his cleaver, and while he's using his cleaver, he kills Shimon b'shoigeg. And as the braises discuss, katzav shay mekatev, that if there was a butcher that was cleaving meat, tana chodo, so we learned in one braisa, lefan of chayev la'achra potah, that if he kills Shimon while going in a downward motion, while in front of his body, then Reuven would be chayev to go to Golos. However, if Reuven kills Shimon while the cleaver is in back of him, then it would be potah from going to Golos. But tanya idach, and meanwhile we learned another brisa, la'achar of chayiv lefan of pato, which is exactly the opposite. V'tanya idach, and then we have a third brisa that teaches us, bein lefan of bein la'achar of chayiv, then all cases Reuven will be chayiv to go to Golos. Kalis. And finally, Vitani Idach, we have a fourth Braisa that teaches us Bein Lefana, Bein Leachre Potter, that in all cases, Reuven will be Potter. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out when a butcher is actually chopping meat, so there are five different motions that he makes. At first, he'll take his cleaver and he'll bend down his body in order to gain some traction. And then he will lift the cleaver above his head, and then he'll take it behind his head and start going downwards towards his back, and then he'll once again raise up the cleaver above his head, and finally he'll bring down the cleaver with great force in front of him, and he'll be able to cut the meat that's in front of him. And based on this, Rabbi Chaim will explain that doesn't make a difference if the reason why he's going on a downward motion is because he wants to have more power when he goes up and then ultimately comes down. And as long as he's going in a downward motion, that would be considered derech yirida. And if Reuven kills Shimon while he's doing this motion, then Reuven would be chayav to go to galus. However, in all cases that Reuven is lifting up his cleaver, then even if he's doing so in order to have more power when he's bringing it down onto the piece of meat, then it would still be considered derech aliyah. And if Reuven kills Shimon while doing this action, then it would be patur from galus. And Rabbi Chaim will explain that this is what the Mishnah means when it states zeklal kol shebederech yiridase goyla v'shelo bederech yiridase ene goyla. And as Rabbi Chaim continues and explains v'lekasha, and there is no steer between all these four brises, as can be read the shulchan of aliyah shlachav. The first brise is referring to a case where he's bringing down the axe in front of him in order to get more power, even though it's yiridah sheyitzarech aliyah, that's still considered a yiridah, and Reuven is chayav to go to galus. And similarly, in the case with aliyah, which is a tzarech yiridah, as he's picking up the axe in back of him in order to be able to have more power, in order to chop the meat that's in front of him, that's still considered aliyah. And if Reuven kills Shimon during this act, that Reuven would still be potter from going to galus. When the second brisa taught us la'achrav chayav l'fana potter, that is referring to a case of kambaliyah shalafana of yiridah shalachrav. And since he was doing yiridah in back of him, so therefore he's chayav to go to galus, and the aliyah that was shalafanav, he's going to be potter from galus. And the third brisa, which stated bein l'fana bein la'achrav chayav, is kambiyiridah shalafanav vishal achrav. In both cases, since he killed Shimon while in the midst of a downward action, so Reuven would be chayav for galus. And finally, when the last brisa stated bein l'fana bein la'achrav potter, kambaliyah shalafanav vishal achrav. And in both cases, since he killed Shimon while performing an act that was a derech aliyah, so in both cases, Reuven would be potter from galus. And the Gemara continues, leman katanoi, let us say that this shayla that Rav Avohu had is actually based on a machlekes tanoim, and Rav Avohu had a shayla ha'ilu b'sulam v'nishman ha'shliva mitachta v'nafla v'harga ma'u. As we have a case, ha'ilu b'sulam v'nishman ha'shliva mitachta v'tani chad d'chayev v'tani idach pata, and one brisa seems to say that Reuven would be chayev to go to galus, and one brisa seems to say that Reuven would be potter from galus, and l'chayev it is exactly the shayla of Rav Avohu. And as the Gemara states, my lab ha'kamifli the mass of a yuridahi, and therefore chayev to go to galus u'mas of aliyah, and one holds that's considered aliyah, and we look at the person that's walking up the ladder, and therefore he'd be part of him galus. However, the Gemara brings three tutsim, loy the kule almali, and really it could be everyone agrees that's considered derech aliyah, and this would not be a case of yuridishi tzarech aliyah. Reuven would be part of him galus, not like Rabbi Yechman stated, and v'loy kasha, and even so it is not a stereo between these two brises, as kalin the zakin, kalin the galus, as when the first brise stated that Reuven would be chayiv, that is not referring to a chiyuv to go to galus, but it's referring to a chiyuv to pay for any damages. As Rashi states, that if Reuven damages Shimon and he didn't kill Shimon, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay for all hezek and to pay nezek tzar, ripui shavus and bishes. The lezakin leishonlam ben shegul lemezid ben yirid laliyah. Can I mean rabba kama petza tachas potza lechayiv ala shegul lemezid v'inis keratzin? When the brisa states that Reuven will be potter, that's referring to a case where Reuven killed Shimon, and we consider this a case of derech aliyah, and therefore Reuven will be potter from going to galus. The Gemara continues and brings a second answer, ibayis imba havahal galus, that both brises are certainly referring to the same case where there's a shaila if Reuven will be chayav to go to galus or not. V'lekasha had asliyah had b'lei asliyah, and the nafkamina between the two brises is if this rung was already worn out and was already eaten by worms, and therefore when Reuven stepped on it, then certainly it went in a downward motion, and therefore Reuven will be chayav to go to galus. However, the second brise is talking about a case where the rung was not worn out, and therefore when Reuven stepped on it, it was the force of Reuven that actually caused the rung to break, and therefore it's considered derech aliyah, and Reuven would be potter from galus as it's considered derech aliyah. And finally, the Gemara brings a third teretz, which is very similar to the second teretz, that it's possible that both the first and second brises are referring to a case where the rung wasn't worn out. Even so, there's still a possibility that Reuven would be chayav galus, and it would still be considered derech yiridah. And v'loy kasha had mahadek v'had loy mahadek, as the second brisa that states that Reuven is potter from galus, where the rung was securely attached attached to the ladder, and therefore, when Reuven stepped on it, it was the force of Reuven that was going in an upward motion that caused the rung to break, and therefore, Reuven was potter, as his action was derech aliyah, and therefore, he's potter from Golos. However, the first brisa that teaches us that Reuven is chayiv to go to Golos is referring to a case where the rung was not fastened securely to the ladder, and this way, when Reuven stepped on the ladder, the rung itself fell down, and that's considered derech irida. That's why the brisa teaches us that Reuven will be chayiv to go to Golos. And let us see the last two Rashis before the Mishnah. And Rashi states, Hadasliya chayiv shekol shliva shesliya kishadarsan leh nechfefesi lamata v'yuridi v'mloy yisliya in kanirida. And hadam hadik mohisa shliva moli hanekev shehi techuva boi v'achuzi yafa yafa in kander chirida upata. However, loy mahadik yuridi yesh kan v'chayiv and ayin tesis di maskel nishmata shliva, where Tesis points out that Ravo shayla is where the rung actually kills Shimon. However, avalam harga odam pata to be in der chirida. But certainly, if Reuven is walking up a ladder and Reuven falls off the ladder and he kills Shimon, then certainly Reuven will be part of him going to Golos, and certainly that's a case of Derech Aliyah, and the only way that one is chayav to go to Golos is Derech Yerida, as we explained, and we will stop over here.